It's a big announcement, Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In a little bit, we're going to be taking you out to First Energy Stadium where the news conference is being set up and will set to start. I think momentarily you're going to hear from the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam, the CEO, Joe Banner, and you'll also hear from Alex Shiner, the team president. They will go over the details of a two-year project of improvements that are going to happen big time at First Energy Stadium, and we'll get all the details from those. Again, we'll react to that also on the show. We want your calls. You can dial us up 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And by the way, the best fans in the NFL need their gear, so shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. 216-578-0850. You want to dial us up. You want to be part of this show. We want to chat with you. And again, you can tweet us at Browns_daily. I said we'll have the audio live here on our show. We'll carry it on our show. Those have asked about, you know, where else you can see it or view it. Live stream will take place on clevelandbrowns.com. our website, so make sure you're also dialed into that. Multitask. Make sure you're listening to us. Most importantly, though,
that's right.
That's the number one criteria. And you know, you mentioned, Nathan, that we heard from Joe Hayden, and of course, it'll be as long as they're in the league together. The conversation of Browns Bengals will always be the conversation of Hayden versus AJ Green.
Yep.
And Joe Hayden was asked about, you know, A.J. Green and, of course, his eliteness as a wide receiver and what he expects when facing him on Sunday in the rematch.
Not even lightning strike. I mean, if I go out there and handle my business, I feel like I can be able to just do what I got to do. I mean, he's a really, really great receiver, and I feel like I'm a great corner. So, you know, so he's going to get his place, I'm going to get mine. I just got to make sure that he doesn't get the best of me.
And that's the key. That's what I said. People ask me, you know, a lot, what's the key here? And it's not, you're not going to shut down A.J. Green. Now,
right.
Granted, held him to 7 catches for 51 yards in the opener. That is shutting down A.J. Green, by the way. That's as close as you get to shutting down a player of his caliber. But really, it's a matter of limiting the big plays, keeping him under contain, and then hopefully allowing the secondary players in our secondary to stop the secondary players of the Cincinnati Bengals. When you look back at the history between Joe Hayden and between A.J. Green, there's some good, some bad there. Obviously, last week was certainly, or the first meeting this season was one of the better matchups, as it were, for Joe Hayden. When they first hooked up in 2011, Green had one catch for 41 yards and a touchdown, but was basically uncovered on that play. In week 12 of 2011, 3 catches, 110 yards. Last year, Joe Hayden didn't play the first time, 7 catches, 58 yards. It was his first game back after missing the 4 games in 2012. 7 catches, 135 yards, 2 scores for A.J. Green. When A.J. Green goes off like that, that's when Andy Dalton throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns against the Browns. When they limit A.J. Green, Andy Dalton struggles, as he did in the first meeting. No touchdowns, 1 interception, just over 200 yards passing. So it is a big battle, and it's fun. That's one of the things that I think is great to watch in the NFL, when you get a great man-to-man corner like Joe Hayden matched up with a great wide receiver like A.J. Green. It's one of the best battles in the league, and it'll be fun to watch, and I'm glad they get to play twice a year. It's great for the fans. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it will be time for the big announcement. Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, Alex Shiner, live from First Energy Stadium, letting you know their plans for the home of the Cleveland Browns. It's all coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be right back.